Afternoon. It is Thursday, September 24th, 2020 at 3 p.m. This is a special meeting of the City of Morro Bay City Council. This meeting is being held via teleconference. Pursuant to Section 3 of the Executive Order N29-20 issued by Governor Newsom on March 17th, 2020, this meeting will be conducted telephonically through Zoom and broadcast live on cable channel 20 and streamed on the city website. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and to ensure the health and safety of the public by limiting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, the Veterans Hall in Morro Bay will not be open for this meeting. Thank you. And Madam Clerk, could you please establish a quorum for us?
Yes, Mayor Hedding. Councilmember Addis.
Here.
Councilmember Davis.
I am present.
Councilmember Heller.
Here.
Councilmember McPherson, here, and Mayor Hedding.
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. I will call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting. I will go ahead and open up public comment. This is public comment for any member of the public that would like to speak on items on this agenda only. No general public comment will be taken, but this is public comment for items on this agenda. So with that, Zeke, do we have any public comments, sir?
No, sir. There is nobody in the queue at this time.
All right. I will close public comment, bring it back to council, and this is a special meeting, single agenda item, the approval of temporary side letter agreement between the City of Morro Bay and the Morro Bay Firefighters Association regarding successor MOU negotiations and temporary salary reductions, and approval of amended fiscal year 2020-2021 combined salary schedule. With that, I will turn it over to our esteemed city manager, Mr. Collins, and Ms. Swanson.
Thank you very much, Mayor and council members and those watching at home and on Zoom. We're delighted to bring forward this side letter agreement with the Morro Bay Firefighters Association. I want to thank Colin Tanner with A&W and Dana Swanson, as well as Lori Goforth and Jennifer Calloway for their hard work, as well as those representing the Fire Association to come to this short-term agreement as we work towards a longer-term agreement. With that, I will turn it over to Dana Swanson, who's helped lead this effort on the city side, and go from there. And we'll be happy to answer any questions that council may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Recognizing the serious financial impact of COVID-19 and the need for immediate expenditure reductions, the Mayor and City Council waived monthly stipends, and the City Manager and Department Heads voluntarily reduced their salaries by up to 8% in early April. Effective May 3rd, represented members of the Peace Officers Association, SEIU, and unrepresented management and confidential employees accepted 5% salary reductions through December 31st. The current MOU between the City and Morro Bay Firefighters Association expired June 30th, and both parties have participated in ongoing good faith meet and confer labor negotiations over the terms and conditions of a successor MOU. Those negotiations have been lengthened due to the impacts of both COVID and one of the worst fire seasons in California history. In the past 8 weeks, our full-time firefighters have been working assignments outside of the city for a total of 176 personnel days. The Firefighters Association recognizes the significant financial impact of COVID continues to have on the city and desires to participate in the salary reductions while negotiations continue for a successor MOU. The side letter agreement before you has no end date, and as such, the salary schedules to be adopted by Resolution 8620 reflect a 5% reduction for its members into 2021. Because a specific time frame for the salary reduction has not been agreed upon, this is a show of faith by the members of this, by the members that the city is committed to working toward a long-term agreement, which would be brought back to the council for approval in open session. Staff recommends the council adopt Resolution 8520, approving this temporary side letter with the city and the Firefighters Association, and adopt Resolution 8620, amending the salary schedule accordingly. This concludes my report. We have our Labor Council, Colin Tanner, available to help answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Swanson, for that report. Very much appreciated. With that, I'll open it up to council questions. Councilmember Davis, sir, any questions?
No, I have no questions.
Thank you. Councilmember Heller, any questions?
Oh, I just would like to ask again, this is a temporary agreement with no end date. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Councilmember Addis, any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you. And then Councilmember McPherson, any questions?
I do not have any questions either.
Thank you. And I have no questions as well. With that, ending the questions, I'll bring it back for either entertaining a motion or further discussion. So I'll start then. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to move that we approve it, approve the item.
Okay.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Councilmember Heller to approve the temporary side litter agreement between the City of Morro Bay and the Morro Bay Firefighters Association, and to adopt resolution number 85-20, approving a temporary side litter agreement between the City of Morro Bay and Morro Bay Firefighters Association, implementing a 5% salary reduction during ongoing negotiations of the successor memorandum of understanding, and adopt resolution number 86-20, amending fiscal year 2020-2021 salary schedule to reflect temporary salary reductions for members of the MBFFA. And that is the motion, seconded by Council Member Addis. And any further discussion or comment?
I would like to comment, just thank everyone involved with this, Dana and Colin, Chief Knuckles, Chris, Lori, anyone else who's been involved in this. I appreciate it. Difficult times, difficult decisions, and we appreciate the work that you put in to make this agreement. Thank you. Thank you very much, all of you.
And I would,
thank you, Councilman. Oh, go ahead, Councilman.
I was just going to say I would concur with those remarks fully, so I appreciate it that he said it.
Thank you, Councilmember Heller. I absolutely agree and echo what you both have said. I'm grateful to our firefighters for this concession, but also especially during this time of extreme fire issues happening in California, throughout the state, and many of our local firefighters being called away. I just want to extend my appreciation for their frontline work, and the fact that they are committed to doing what they're doing and saving as many lives as they possibly can through the efforts and work that they do. And so we are grateful to our department for that. With that, if there are no other comments, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Heller.
Yes.
Councilmember Addis.
Yes.
Councilmember Davis.
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And Mayor Heading?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I will adjourn the meeting. The next regular meeting of the Morro Bay City Council will be next Tuesday, 2 weeks from now. Pardon me. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Let me check the date, folks.
October
13th. Thank you. I'm using my phone and didn't have my calendar. October 13th, 2020, via Zoom at 5:30 p.m. Thank you. Be safe and be well, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
all.
You all. Dana, your wish came true.
Shorter than I thought. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
How about that, Zeke? I bet nobody else can beat 8 minutes.
I had one that was 6, but you guys can work on it.
For a close second.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much. Hope your
thank
evening
you.
Goes smoothly.
Yeah, candidates. We'll be good. You can watch
take
if
care.
You want.